The epistle is from Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. According to long American tradition, tomorrow has been set aside as a day of national thanksgiving. It has become an important day in our culture. Families and friends gather. Lots of turkey and fixings are consumed. Football games are watched. And, at least in some homes, plans are made to snatch up super deals on Friday. That pretty much covers the normal festivities, doesn't it? Oh yes, some also gather together to give thanks to God. Of course, this year things won't be the way they've always been in our experience. 231 years ago, our nation's first president declared, in part, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. Therefore, I recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and in general for all the great and various favors which he has been pleased to confer upon us, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all to perform our duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best." Thanksgiving, a day devoted to offering God our most sincere and humble thanks, as well as prayers and supplications for pardon and for strength to live godly lives. It seems the day of national thanksgiving has changed a bit over the years, don't you think? Of course, George Washington wasn't an apostle or a prophet, so his words don't have the authority of Scripture. Yet they do echo the readings we heard from God's Word this evening. Jesus wondered that only one out of 10 who had been cleansed returned to give praise to God. All of them had tremendous reason to give thanks, and yet only a foreigner did so. Moses urged the children of Israel to respond to the blessings of home and harvest and nation which the Lord had given them by rendering thanks back to God. In the verses that follow today's reading from Deuteronomy, he also warned them, "Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth.' You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth. If you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish." Giving humble and sincere thanks to God, acknowledging that he is the source of every blessing and that everything that we have comes from his hand, is precisely what the Scriptures commend us to do. But what if we don't feel richly blessed? This has been the most challenging year for our nation that I can remember. More than 250,000 deaths in the United States have been attributed to the novel coronavirus. Many more citizens have had COVID-19. Many, many more, I expect a majority, have had their lives turned upside down by stay-at-home orders, online schooling, and other restrictions. Large numbers of our fellow citizens have experienced economic difficulties and suffered physically and emotionally from the disruption resulting in growing rates now of drug abuse and suicide. And that doesn't consider the protests and riots with vandalism, arson, assault, and even murder that have occurred throughout our nation over the past 7 months and counting. A contentious election with many questions remaining in the minds of fellow citizens, and so much more. Turkey, football such as it is, and shopping are still possible. But I dare say that thanks may be a little bit less spontaneous and energetic this year. What's a person to do when anxiety and uncertainty, even fear of what's next, are always in the back of his mind? St. Paul answers in our text, "Do not be anxious about anything, but rather in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." St. Paul's instruction is absolutely not to be understood as simply, "Don't worry, be happy." To be sure, he does urge that we not be anxious about anything, but he gives a profound reason for this. He encourages us by prayer and supplication to make everything known to God. The poet captures what St. Paul had in mind with the words, "Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Take it to the Lord in prayer. When you've asked the Lord to attend to everything, you no longer have any reason to be anxious." That's why Luther ended his evening and morning prayers, "Into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things." When you've asked the Lord to attend to everything, it's in good and capable hands. That's why the result of commending every concern to the Lord's care is peace. Because you know for certain that he has promised that he will cause everything to work out for the eternal good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. St. Paul also says that we should offer our prayers and requests with thanksgiving, that is, in gratitude for all of God's blessings in the past, those that we're enjoying right now, and those which, according to his word, we are yet to experience. Just consider, the one to whom you bring your concerns is the one who made you, who planned for each one of you to come to a knowledge of Christ, who not only created faith in your heart, but has also kept that faith to this very day. He has declared you to be an heir of heaven and has promised to be with you and to guard you as his own dear child until the end. In view of all that he has done for you, done purely out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy without any merit or worthiness in you, with all of this in view, knowing how he cares for you, why would you hesitate to bring your troubles or fears or anxieties to him, or to doubt that he would tend to them? Christ Jesus is the seal of God's approval on those who cling to him in faith. Because of Jesus, you can be at peace and give thanks to God, even when the world seems as if it's coming apart at the seams. He has loved you with an everlasting love and has promised that nothing will be able to separate you from his love for you in Christ Jesus your Lord. This made a difference for St. Paul, and it can make a difference for you as well. When Paul writes, "I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need." That's more than just talk from St. Paul. He was in chains, as he wrote. In the past, he had suffered countless beatings, been shipwrecked 3 times, been adrift at sea, faced all sorts of danger and deprivation, including sleepless nights, hunger, thirst, and exposure. Nevertheless, he states that he has learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. But he doesn't keep it a secret. He says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Giving thanks in every circumstance is good and right, and it is possible as well for those who are in Christ Jesus and are shielded by the peace of God. May he grant you always to cast your cares on him with thanksgiving, knowing beyond any doubt that he cares for you. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.